And we have rainy spells too.
Oh, I wanted to ask you, at Christmas, is it still a custom? What is the first thing you say to a person at Christmas when you see
them? Merry Christmas.
Merry, it's the tradition of saying Christmas gift is pretty well died out.
Pretty well.
It's a shame.
It is a shame, because I can remember my father and mother and all their friends opening the door and saying Christmas gift.
Mm-hmm. If you hear this term right smart used very much?
Not too much.
Around here. Was it more when you were a girl, you think?
Yes, it was.
Well, I hate to...
Does he care for her? A right smart.
Is that how it's used? Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And so it still is a current term. I hear it, the reason I ask, mm-hmm. I hear it so often in Mississippi, and that is, it's applied to practically everything. He's got a right smart of land,
mm-hmm.
and he's...
They use it more in that area. Can we do
you,
than
you noticed
here?
That,
I have noticed it.
You worked at the San Jacinto courthouse, didn't you?
Yes, once. Through the records.
Mm-hmm. That's a fascinating place.
Isn't it? And that's where my Tennysons were. They settled in that area.
I see.
My father's people.
Did you meet the caretaker? By any chance?
At the courthouse?
Yes.
Remember him? No, I don't remember him.
He's a fascinating fellow to talk to. I think you'd really enjoy
him. Well, I want to get back down and get in the records, and before they turn the Tom Bigby River loose, because there are some isolated cemeteries, I think, that relate to my family, and I have a personal interest in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to encourage the little lady that's copying down there to continue her copy, because they'll be lost forever.
Yes, you think that's going through?
I think it will.
Of course,
it's been in progress a long time, but I think eventually it will.
That's I can't quite see that.
I can't see that at all.
Point of it, but then
I would rather it wouldn't.
And
it will go right through the center of the land that my great grandfather.
I see. You've traced all that back.
I'm all the way back to my immigrant. I'm ready to go to England.
I see.
Not all the gaps filled in. You never do that. But I did do all that before my father died.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so pleased. And I had gotten my great-great-grandfather's will in his own handwriting that I could share with my father. And we had wondered what happened to my grandmother's marriage certificate, and she used it to get a pension after the Civil War. So all those things are fascinating.
Yes, they are.
And I'm building a picture genealogy too. Photography for the common man began in 1840 with the Daguerre, the daguerreotypes. So I have collected quite a number of pictures, and I had an aunt to call me the other day and say there was a cousin in Texas that had a portrait of one of my great grandmothers, mm-hmm. and I just pray she'll make me a copy.
Well, that's really a very good idea, so you can trace your
likenesses. It makes a fascinating.
Uh-huh.
I'll show you what I'm doing. Just briefly,
yes, I'd like to.
I mean, if you ever want to do it for your family. Now here it is on Howell's family, and you can see how far back.
Oh, that is remarkable. It's under the light. Isn't that the...
Isn't that something?
Fascinating.
Now see, with our children, it would be 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 generations.
6 generations.
And that's as far as you'll go with pictures.
Yeah, you can see and look at those eyes.
Mm-hmm.